Republicans say Elon Musk's criticism of Big Beautiful Bill is largely about axing electric vehicle credits. By Sean Moran on June 4, 2025. Republicans have fought back against Elon Musk's criticism of the Big Beautiful Bill, saying it is mostly due to the legislation's scrapping of green tax credits. Musk inflamed controversy when he decided to publicly oppose the House-passed One Big Beautiful Bill Act. "I'm sorry, but I just can't stand it anymore," Musk wrote in a post on X. "This massive, outrageous, pork-filled congressional spending bill is a disgusting abomination. Shame on those who voted for it. You know you did wrong," Musk continued. "You know it." However, Republicans and many outlets have noted that Musk may have a more vested interest in opposing the legislation than his post suggests. The legislation axes billions of dollars in tax credits that would benefit Tesla and his business empire. Politico explained. The legislation terminates multiple tax credits that Tesla, as one of the largest electric vehicle manufacturers in America, currently qualifies for: a $7,500 federal tax credit for new EVs, the $4,000 credit for used EVs, and a $1,000 credit for Level 2 charger installation. The bill would also impose a $250 yearly federal registration fee for EV owners only. If the bill is passed as currently written, Tesla's $11.4 billion in regulatory credits would expire at the end of 2025. Those credits contributed to Tesla's profitability in the first quarter this year. Axios reported that a significant inflection point in the Trump-Musk relationship occurred when the legislation included a provision to scrap electric vehicle tax credits that help automakers such as Tesla. The electric car company reportedly spent $240,000 lobbying on behalf of the credit and other matters. Musk also reportedly advocated for the credits to still be included in the bill. The Wall Street Journal editorial board also took Musk to task for trashing a bill that would cut subsidies that benefit his company. Tesla Energy, its battery and solar division, tweeted last week that abruptly ending the energy tax credits would threaten America's energy independence and the reliability of our grid. "We urge the Senate to enact legislation with a sensible wind down of 25D and 48E, which refers to tax credits for residential and large-scale clean energy projects. Both credits are important for Tesla, which derives an increasing share of its revenue and profit from selling solar and battery systems to homeowners and utilities. But the House bill waits until 2030 to phase out a tax credit for battery production, which benefits Tesla's electric vehicle and storage businesses. The Senate should end it sooner," the Journal wrote, "but one reason for that is because whenever Congress tries to cut something, special interests scream, as Mr. Musk is doing over green subsidies. If the House bill fails, there won't be any cuts, only a huge tax increase. Is that what Elon wants?" When businessmen criticize legislation, journalists don't take them at their word. They look at how the legislation would impact their business interests, a Republican explained to Politico. "They should be doing that in this case." Sean Moran is a policy reporter for Breitbart News. Follow him on X at Sean Moran 3.